Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome to hour number two, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. I'm Mike Rickard, alongside Ben Botham, a very special show for us, very special to the community of the St. Pete community, Tampa St. Pete community. Even if you're not a baseball fan, people are well of the loss we had of the broadcaster Dave Wells, and this is a tribute to Dave, and that's Ben Botham sitting across from me. Great conversation there with Rusty and, of course, Dave McCarthy, and then Ferg sharing his story as well. And now the man behind RadioSt.Pete.com and an absolute baseball junkie, if you will, Joe Bordeaux, is kind enough to join us on a very active day for RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM. How are you, my friend? Did you listen to that Rusty conversation? Pretty interesting.
Yes, I did. It was good to hear his voice. I'm sitting right outside Grapes Wine Cafe on Corey Avenue in St. Pete Beach, where we're holding our Sunshine 96.7 FM fundraiser and listening to some great music, which seems a little bit out of step here with our memories of old Dave. I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes and then let you get on to Rick Vaughn. I've been a full season ticket holder of the Rays since opening day in 1997. Had the same seats, and I'm a huge Rays fan, and was a huge fan of Dave. And his passing last Sunday morning was to me like I was hit in the stomach. I rarely am affected by any non family member like I was last Sunday, because he seemed like a family member to me. And you also realize that exactly 1 week ago, Dave and Andy were signing on from Steinbrenner Field for the ball game last Saturday afternoon, and I heard the last inning and his last broadcast as I was driving down US 19 after going to a Phillies Pittsburgh game, and it just unbelievable that he was gone, right after that. No idea at all. I've been kind of a student of baseball play-by-play broadcasters. I actually, when it gets into February and March and I'm longing for baseball, I listen to old games on radio, and I listen to Vin Scully, and I listen to Ernie Harwell, and I will be listening to Dave Wills in the future years. I've had an opportunity to work my way into professional baseball a little bit myself, and filled in on the Durham Bulls radio and TV several times, and did about 150 games in AA. So in late in life, I got to do it as well, but not do it anywhere near as well as icons of the broadcast booth like Dave.
Well, you alluded to that maybe that music wasn't appropriate. I beg to differ after some of the conversations I've had with people. He's in the Irish Broadcasting Hall of Fame. He was a gregarious Irishman who loved fun and music.
Oh, absolutely.
He'd come down to Ferg's, and his favorite song was Kung Fu Fighting. He'd ask Mac to play it, and anyone that socialized with him said he would have liked a celebration of life as we reflect back on the great Dave Wills.
Absolutely, Mike, and I can tell you it was a kind of a sad jazz piece that was being played when I said that. But absolutely, and I'll tell you one other quick story. I was honored to be the chair of the Tampa Bay Rays Clutch Hitters for a couple of years, a business club that supported the Rays. And each year we work with Bart Topkin and Dave and Andy on a fundraising banquet for the Tampa Bay Rays Foundation, and Dave and Andy are our MCs every year. And so I got to know him probably best, through those events each year. But we had a clutch hitters road trip, as we used to do, once or twice a summer, we'd go out of town, and 20 or 30 of us would go to, in a way, a Rays series. And one of my absolute all-time baseball memories was going to Cleveland just 3 or 4 years ago. Rays won Friday night, Rays won Saturday. The ballpark in downtown Cleveland sold out. And after the Saturday night game, we all repaired to a neighborhood pub to meet Dave after the broadcast. Andy upstairs eating ice cream, and Mark was finishing his story for the paper. So I had a nice conversation there with Dave. And then suddenly a young man was walking down the street with a knapsack, and Dave goes, "Skip," and it's Kevin Cash. So Kevin Cash comes in, and before we know it, we're all sitting with not only Kevin, but the entire coaching staff replaying that night's baseball game. And I told my wife when I got home, I have been to baseball heaven. I've been to the sold-out Major League Baseball game. The Rays won it, and I drank beer with the coaching staff and talked about the ball game afterwards, and the manager, and Dave Wills. And I'll never replace those memories. My best to Dave's family and the entire Tampa Bay Rays family. What a great, great broadcaster and a great man.
That's a fabulous memory, Joe. Hey, on a business side, tell people how they can support. I did in the first hour how they can support RadioSaintPete.com. That's launched this broadcast and many more sports broadcasts locally here in the greater St. Pete area.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. Radio St. Pete is a nonprofit 501c3 all volunteer platform. As we speak here, we're doing two live remotes at once, yours and here at Grape Swine Cafe on the FM. We exist with listener support and folks who would like to support local community radio in St. Pete can do it most easily by going to our website, RadioSaintPete.com, and clicking the donate button. And there are various ways to do that. But that's the best way. RadioSaintPete.com, the donate button. We'll appreciate any help we receive.
All right, my friend. I certainly appreciate that. It was a great story. And, you want to talk about local, this story, a tribute to Dave Wills, is certainly local and impacts a good portion of this community. You guys have a great day out there.
Yeah, and my best to fellow T.C. Williams Titan Rick Vaughn. It will be on next.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to open up with that. All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. For you that's not in that loop, that's the high school they went to, and it's up north. Remember the Titans? Did you ever see that show?
I might have caught it.
If it's not
twice,
a baseball show, you're not watching it.
A lot of times, I'll generally miss out on it, Mike.
It's actually a true story.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's inspirational.
It's on my list.
You're a high school baseball coach. You've got to start looking for inspirational movies to get this 21st century youth interested in and motivated in.
I
remember the Titans.
I don't know if it's movies that motivate them now, Mike. It's more the food at the end of the game that gets.
That's always been a staple. The food, especially T-ball.
Hey, they always.
There's nothing like watching a T-ball game as it gets towards the end, and they've been hitting each other up in the dugout. What'd your mom bring today?
The team mom bringing the snacks.
Yeah, and if you brought some dog food, some bad stuff, you're on the outs, man.
You might as well stay on left bench and not come back next week.
All right, well, let's talk to Rick Vaughn. We just had a conversation with Joe Boudreau, and Joe Boudreau said to say hello to a fellow T.C. Williams graduate. I didn't know that was your alma mater, my friend.
Isn't that crazy? I met him here like 20 years ago. We started talking, and then all of a sudden, discovered we went to the same high school, and that's, I'm sure he told you, that's the movie Remember the Titans.
Junkie. I can give you every one of the lines in that movie, and I'm sure you guys probably can as well, since it was your alma mater.
Yeah, I was actually in school during all of that. I was on the baseball team, but I played ball against every one of those kids growing up, rec ball, basketball, football, baseball. And so I knew them all very, very well. The quarterback, Ronnie Bass, they they had one thing wrong about him in the movie. They had him as a lefty, and he was not a lefty. He was a righty. He played on. He did not play on the varsity baseball team, but he played on my summer baseball league team. And when I pitched, he played shortstop and vice versa. So he became a pretty good friend of mine. But, it was such a great time to be around that and to witness that whole kind of coming together of the city. Pretty cool story to live.
I would have had you on just to talk about that on my high school show one of these days.
Anytime,
my friend. But this is a special show, 2 hours of conversation on your very, very good friend that you were instrumental in bringing to the Rays, Dave Wills tribute. We had some nice stories from Oresti, the Big O, and Dave McCarthy shared some of the interaction in the press box he had with him. And Ferg told a great story about him. And that's the purpose of having you on is to go back. And again, my condolences, because I know you guys were very, very close. And I met him half a dozen times, and I was extremely impressed. And how appropriate, you know, celebration of life on the St. Patrick's Day week, because, you know, he was one of those kind of Irishmen that lived life and was gregarious and gave back.
Yeah, gregarious is a good word for him. Yeah, this has been a tough week. I was over at the house to see Liz and Michelle, his wife and daughter, last Sunday, and I think I'm going to go over there this evening just to visit with them for a while. It's so hard to see people that you care about in so much pain. You know, they're in so much pain, and there's nothing that you can do or say that's going to make them feel any better, and it's kind of a helpless feeling. And I'm pretty lucky. I feel fortunate that I got to see him a couple times recently. We were over at his house for the Super Bowl, and then he and Liz went to Punta Gorda a couple weekends ago, rented a place down there for the weekend, and we just drove down on Saturday and had dinner with them. So I got to see him a few times here in the last recently, and I'm really happy that I did, because he was a very good friend of mine, and he was a terrific broadcaster. He was everything, because he had such a good voice. He had that conversational style, him and Andy. But he was also, he, like Mark Topkin wrote in the Times last weekend, that he enjoyed being who he was. Dave Wills enjoyed being Dave Wills. And that means that he didn't mind being the center of attention, because, first of all, he was good at it, and he made people feel good. And he made people gravitate towards baseball. And he was a great promoter of the game. And he the passion that he had for it came out on the broadcast. And, he's just a bad, bad loss for baseball, because he was such a good storyteller. And he had that firm voice, but it was still a welcoming voice. You know, it was still, like I said, conversational. It was still educational. He's going to be missed for a long, long time here in this community.
Yeah, I've listened to several broadcasts, and the people that knew him well and the interaction, you expect a lot of their stories in their representations of the professional man he was. But I also like that he's just a regular Joe, as far as I can gather, and how he went out of his way for other human beings. And someone shared the other day a story that they'd met a gentleman in a retirement home who was almost 90 years old, and he was blind. And this guy was doing some volunteer work that called into this particular show. I think it was over on WDAE. And he said that he listened to every game on the radio and loved Dave Wills. And this is several years ago, 2 years ago, in fact. Out of the blue, he didn't know Dave Wills. This gentleman reached out on Messenger. He went to his Facebook and thought, well, I'm going to give it a shot. And he did. And Dave reached out after the ball game, called him and said, yeah, what do you want me to do for this gentleman? And he ended up long and short of it, he ended up going to this gentleman's nursing home and meeting him on his way home several weeks ago. They were on a road trip and came back, and he didn't know the guy that requested it, and he didn't know this gentleman who's now passed away, but he went out of his way to make this guy's day in life, I'm sure. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was Dave. He was, he knew how impactful he was, you know, as a broadcaster. And he, like I said, he didn't shy away from that. And he just had, I spent many years with Dave, and Dave never, I never saw Dave when people came up to Dave, whether it was, you know, leaving the field at the trop or being out somewhere. Dave never made anybody feel like they were infringing on his time. And, you know, sometimes he had places he had to be, but he never made people feel uncomfortable, and he never rushed people. And he sort of had the same kind of thing that I like to think that I've always said about Joe Madden, is that, you know, people talk to Dave for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and they often feel like they just met their best friend. You know, he just has this way of making people feel good. You know, there were so many days when the team was really bad early on when Joe came over in 2006 and 2007 were two really rough years. We were bad. And we would walk in there every night. They did the, Dave and Andy would do the pregame show from Joe's office, normally right before we went out for batting practice. And we would come in there, and I usually sat in with them as a PR guy. And we would sit in there, and we'd come in, and we'd be down, you know, we'd lost seven in a row or whatever, something had happened that was negative. And every single time we left that office, we felt better. And that was like Joe and Dave kind of working their magic together, you know, and so it was really cool to be a part of that, you know, to witness that. So I feel like both of them sort of have that. Dave had it and Joe has it. And it's a gift. I mean, it's a real gift. And Dave never forgot where he came from. You know, he's old school Chicago. You know, there was nothing better he liked when we went on road trips to Chicago to show off, you know, his old haunts, you know, old, you know, drinking and eating establishments that he had visited.
His neighborhood taverns.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a place at Comiskey. It was that old Comiskey, too. Yeah. Called Bertucci's, and it was it's a restaurant down the right field line in the ballpark there. And every single game that we played there, when I was on a road trip with those guys, which was most of the time, we would go out to Bertucci's, you know, before the game and get a, you know, a roast beef sandwich or Italian beef sandwich or sausage or something. And when he went out there, it was like he was the mayor of the ballpark, you know, once he was out there. It was a pretty mass area to eat, picnic tables and stuff, and people would eat out there before the game. And when he walked out there, it was like everybody was you know, they just loved him, and they were all mobbing him. And the guys, the Bertucci brothers, they loved him to death. And he's just old Chicago, and he kind of brought that style down here.
And I enjoyed that. You know, I think I mentioned I was with the Cubs organization during the Harry Caray days. Same kind of a gregarious personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Going up down Rush Street, yeah. and Dave, and a few times I was supposed to be with him on the 23rd over at Baseball Bourbon and Cigars, with the Florida Sports Authority.
Oh,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And he last year when we launched the first one, he's just out there with the people, and young Ben Botham sitting across from me, and you talked to him before. Ben was just amazed, you know. He's just rolling, and he's talking to Lou Piniella, Wade Boggs, but then he's talking to a schmo like me, and that's just how he rolled.
Yeah, yeah. The Rays are going to miss him a great deal. I know they know that, but not just because he was a really good broadcaster, but he was a really great ambassador and just moved very easily among people. You know, he was always pretty comfortable, and he was also really active on social media, which was a great, again, another great benefit to the Rays, because he got the message out on stuff better than a lot of people did. And I just, like I said, I was really fortunate to be around when we brought him in, and that was one thing that I was probably one of the most proudest things of working there for 20 years was being involved in getting Dave and Andy as our broadcasters. So, and the proof is in the pudding.
We're talking to Rick Vaughn, of course, as he just alluded to, 20-plus years across the street with the Rays, Director of Communications, very good friend of Dave Wills and our tribute here, and recently author of 100 Years of Baseball on St. Petersburg Waterfront, How the Game Helped Shape a City. And, you know, Oresti just mentioned that when people look at Ray's history, this 25-year-old franchise, he certainly should be in their Hall of Fame because, as you just said, being the voice during the tough years, all the way to the World Series years, the first league championships, all those milestones, he certainly should be, and I think eventually in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
I'd like to see him.
It's only been here 7 years, but I thoroughly enjoy him, and I listen to a lot of voices out of Chicago, Minneapolis, and Kansas City, and New York, being a Yanks fan. But yeah, he deserved to be in both Hall of Fames.
Yeah, I think he's a lock for the Rays Hall of Fame. I would think they would want to try to do that sooner than later. I know they just announced their first class, but my guess is he'll have to get in there really soon, and he deserves it. And you know, he's got enough time and certainly to get the award from the Hall of Fame. That's a little tougher nut to crack, but I think he definitely at some point is going to get inducted there as well.
Well, I do know that the Rays are going to honor him on April 27th when the Rays do play the Chicago White Sox. Of course, he was an announcer for them for 11 years and announced for us for 18 years. It's kind of crazy how all of this kind of worked out. The White Sox, were supposed to come down here, become the Florida White Sox, and then it became the Rays, of course, once the deal kind of fell through. And we end up getting an announcer from the White Sox to come here to the Rays for 18 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as much as he loved his hometown of Chicago, I think he really found his home here. I don't think he and Liz were ever going to leave here, and I think he would have been very happy doing these games for the rest of his career. He fell in love with living down here, became a great ambassador, and had so many people always coming down from Chicago, staying at his house, and he loved showing them around and being a great ambassador for Tampa Bay, not just for the Rays.
Has Mark Ferguson ever shared his story with you about you may have been with him when he was coming from the airport to make the announcement, and he had someone from Chicago, I believe it was his attorney, but when he drove by Fergs, he asked the driver, what's Fergs? And he told him that that's where everybody goes before and after, and then the Tampa Bay Times interviewed him. And asked him, he told him his mantra is getting to know the fans and working in the community, which he did a superb job of, obviously. And he said, I look forward to meeting a lot of people at Ferg's. And apparently the next day he was called into Vince's office and was told not to be doing any plugs for lowly type advertisers that are non-advertisers like Ferg's. I think that's a classic.
Yeah, that was one of the challenges that we had early on to deal with. You know, unfortunately, I think there was a lot of truth to that story. But Ferg's, he's been, obviously Mark's been a great friend to the Rays and a great friend to everybody who worked over there and was always willing to help and do whatever he could to promote the team, whether he was an official sponsor or not. I don't think that should have mattered at all, but. Yeah, Dave loved going to Ferg's. There's no question about that.
Well, we're gonna name I think we're gonna have one of the craft beers make a beer, Dave Wills draw for the baseball season. I just threw that out to Mark a little bit ago, and he used to have a bar down here that was Dave's bar. They had a sign, and we're gonna put that back up as well.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Well, my friend, I know this has been a tough week for you. I know the feeling when I lose somebody that close, a friend that you were instrumental in getting him here and then become such tight friends. We wish the family nothing but prayers and through this tough time. We'll see you May 6th down here for signing Meet the Author.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, man.
we'll have some fun, and I appreciate you on this very special day. I'm going to get this archive for you and email it to you so you can give it to the family later on so they can have it in their archives.
That'd be awesome, Mike. Thank you so much for thinking of that, and thanks for having me on.
All right. He's Rick Vaughn. We need to take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Toby Hall. He played for the White Sox, and Toby played for the Rays. And this tribute to the great Dave Wills on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Visit RadioSt.Pete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSt.Pete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSt.Pete.com is where local music lives.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, swim shad, paddle tails, crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this very special Saturday, this May 11th, a tribute to of course, Dave Wills. And nice conversation with Rick Vaughn, instrumental in bringing him down here. He was the communications director for 20 years. And if there's anybody that knew Dave Wills, it certainly was Rick Vaughn.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, he seems to have touched every person who he's met. And that just shows how great a man that he was and the legacy that he will forever have left here on the Tampa Bay area.
Absolutely. And you got some breaking news for, well, I grew up in the area and I saw him coach, and he was an old school tough guy.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, we are breaking the news that the Vikings former head coach Bud Grant has passed away at the age of 95, born 1927 to 2023. I don't know a lot about him, Mike.
So you're gonna have to the Purple People Eaters, and that was the late great Bud Grant, 95 years young. You know why he lasts that long?
Why is that, Mike?
Yeah. He drank ice pick vodka.
Oh wow, the best vodka in town out here.
Horsley, that's Ben Botham. We're live on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Hey, help yourself to one of those free pints at Sea Dogs. Yeah, I like to put those out here when Ferg sees them, and then he tries to keep up with you, and he does a $5 off right there. So anyway, in fact, that conversation, I was just going to do this promo, that conversation with Rick Vaughn, former communications director and the author of The 100 Years of Baseball in St. Petersburg, is brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewery and Shipyard Brewing Company, proud sponsors of our conversations down here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And I didn't do that just because you're sitting there. That's actually in the script, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I read it earlier before the show even started, Mike. We're locked in.
Yeah. You know, when somebody that's helping you when your world sneaks up on you, you want to make sure you've done due diligence, and we certainly have. All right, so back to Bud Grant. Growing up in Northwest Iowa, you know, 100 years ago, the Minnesota Vikings, I was a Packer fan, but the Minnesota Vikings had the Purple People Eaters. They had a guy named Fran Tarkenton. They played in Metropolitan Stadium. It's kind of like Lambeau. It's not as cool, but you're talking sub-freezing, you know. They played the Dallas Cowboys in the 1976 NFC NFL championship then, and it was 13 below. He was one of those guys. No heaters on the sidelines. We're the tough guys. We're from Minnesota. Very successful. He had a flat top haircut. Looked like he was a drill sergeant, and he probably lived to be 95 just out of orneriness, but a kind human being. Yeah. So thanks, baseball Ben Botham, for that tribute.
Oh yeah. So you know, I don't really know a lot about football, but I did call it this year. The Vikings were going to be a bit of a fraud, but if we're going to talk about a little bit of football, our very own Tom Brady has shot down any rumors that he will make a comeback.
I
know.
Everyone's probably got the inside track.
Everyone was saying, you know, all the rumors were pointing towards Miami, like I kind of predicted.
You're 24. You're used to today's world. Are you not familiar with fake news, content,
I know,
sensationalized?
Let me give you here the tweet that he rebuked any notion of a comeback. He said, anyone who thinks I have time to come back to the NFL has never adopted a two-month-old kitten for their daughter.
Now that he does have some free time, if he's getting he's inserting a little humor into his replies these days.
Well, that was another one of the rumors, Mike. Apparently, he was thinking about doing a little stand-up comedy.
I can't, you know, our good friend Tom Gribbins, I think he might advise him differently, who knows the world of comedy. I don't, people would watch it. In fact, I hate to admit this, but I went to the 80s for Brady movie.
Oh, yeah, 80 for Brady.
Well, it's a sports movie.
Did you take your mother, Mike?
No, I took, well, I'm going to take my mother now. I took my girlfriend, and she said it's a sports movie. No, honey, it's a great story because I don't like the chick flicks, and so we went to it. It's entertaining, I'll say that.
My mother and my nana both very much enjoyed it, Mike.
Oh, they went.
Oh yeah, I'm more looking forward to John Wick 4. That's my cup of tea.
You're a sad state. Here's a movie you do want to watch, folks. If you want some humor, and it's got some true story, and I love Woody Harrelson. Some people say that I resemble him, or he resembles me, but. Champions. It was out yesterday, and it's the gist of it is, and it's getting rave reviews. The gist is, this guy's a hardcore NBA scout. He's coaching, you know, in let's say the CBA, and he gets ejected, and part of his punishment, they send him to work with these special needs kids, and the majority have Downs, and he's the coach. Just that whole transition period, it looks hilarious, the interaction, and Champions, and it came out yesterday.
That sounds like a great movie. I got to make sure I watch it. I always love Woody Harrelson. I think he's a pretty good guy.
All right, let's go back to the conversations we've had so far in this two-hour tribute to the late, great Dave Wills. Just a man of the people. And it's something that we've got to work on. As Mark said, we're going to put Dave's bar that he had here in the past. We'll put Dave's bar up during the baseball season. We're looking for a Fred, this is where you come in. We're looking for a signature beer or signature cocktail that we need to make up for Dave. He used to love to come across the street, and he was a regular. So we'll have to come up with something for baseball season. We'll put our heads together, and we'll get Sea Dogs in the Shipyard, nice people together, and we'll come up. You know, we had Champa Bay, which we still pour here aggressively. In fact, moves a lot. But the only cocktail I do have. Hey, by the way, I came down the other day and missed you. And you haven't had. You've had a Champa Bay.
I have had.
You slugged down two before you went on the air one time. I'm ready to kill you.
Hey, Mike, watch out. I had a couple of them. I mean, they're a very good beverage. I enjoy them.
I forgot about that. We're efforting Toby Hall. He said you're going to the Strawberry Fest?
Yep, going to be going to the Strawberry Festival tomorrow. That should be a lot of fun. It's the last day. Apparently, Lynyrd Skynyrd's going to be performing. I know.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. There is no Lynyrd Skynyrd any longer.
I know their last member of the band passed away, but
they're all deceased. I'll tell a little humorous story as we're waiting for Toby Hall. So my father's still alive. He's 84 years old. And I'm talking to him about a year ago. And he's a retired professor, and he's prolific. He puts on garage sales. He goes around, and he doesn't need the money. He does it for a hobby. It drives his wife nuts. So he's preparing for one, and he calls me, and I can hear Lynyrd Skynyrd Freebird just jamming in the back. I go, Pops, where are you at? He goes, my garage. And I mind you, he's 82 then. I said, your garage? I said, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd in the background. He probably got it, the album, it was an album. He probably got it at a garage sale, right? So he says, I love that guy.
Yeah.
I go, that's not a guy though, Pops. I said, that's a band. Oh, no. Lynyrd Skynyrd's a guy. He's the voice behind him. I go, okay, rock on, Pops. But I thought that was comical. So you're going to the Strawberry Festival.
Oh, yeah, definitely going to go check it out. I've actually probably haven't been since I was right around 5 years old, Mike. So it's been a long time.
19 long years ago.
Yeah.
Well, they say that it's actually better. I have not been. I told myself I was going to go this year. They say it's better than the Florida State Fair.
The Florida State Fair is a lot of fun, though.
I am a huge fair. Iowa State Fair, the number one fair in America.
Oh, I've heard differently number from my one, friends in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, you'll hear that from Wisconsin. What do you think? One is Iowa, two Minnesota, Wisconsin's a week three, and then you get down to the Texas State Fair. I'm a State Fair junkie. For 11 years, I did all my broadcasts there. That's where they start the caucuses. It's instrumental. So I have not gone to Florida State Fair because I was going to be disappointed.
But if you go to the Strawberry one, Mike, I promise you, it's gonna give those a run for its money. Everything
from
Strawberry to all the bands that they have playing. I remember
they had a great lineup.
They had AC/DC one year, Rush, all kinds of great bands.
Not really my genre, but the Pointer Sisters. Two nights ago, I saw them in Vegas, and I should have gone. Well, I had something going on of significance, but I should have gone to the Pointer Sisters. You don't even know who they are.
No clue.
Your mom will know. Your pops will know. I'm an R&B guy. But anyway, Toby Hall, former White Sox catcher, if I can say that properly, and Tampa Bay Rays, he's probably in the middle. His daughter is showing cows. That's what she does. Through 4-H, and nothing reminds me of Iowa like that. And you know, his son right now, Taden, he's in the which organization? Oh, he's in the Pirates organization, and he's down in Arizona. Toby's spending his time this year. Last year, he was down there all the time. It's his daughter's senior year, and she's showing college. He sent me some pictures, so we'll keep efforting him. And that's where he's at, is the Strawberry Festival. And bravo for being a great father and doing that for his daughter.
How do you pick the best cow, Mike? What is it like? What do they make the most milk? The best tasting milk?
Iowa. How would I know that?
Mike, you're the one bringing up cow judging.
Steers.
Excuse me.
Cows is Wisconsin, dude. That's where they milk cows. But
so no cheese, no milk, no cheese.
Wisconsin, Florida. They don't know anything.
Mike, I want some cheese curd. I want something good out of
this. That's Wisconsin, brother.
I don't want to just smell the methane.
Hey, cheese curds?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got a friend who's a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. He's had the cheese curd stands for 30 years. He got them from his father. And all those, he works his way from Minnesota to Texas. He works 6 months out of the year and then sits back. I said, where'd you make your fortune? Cheese curds. That's not BS. Cheese curds.
When's he going to bring a food truck down here, Mike? I'm a cheese curd aficionado, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, keep that up, and you will not be you'll have a stint in.
Hey, that was one of my favorite meals to make, and everyone used to come over to my house after long nights of playing baseball. They'd come over. I'd fry up some cheese curds. Ooh, I'll tell you what, Mike, I was a popular guy because of that.
Well, your doctor will love you as you get older. All right, why don't we take a break right now? We'll take a break, and then I'll effort Toby one more time. And then, of course, Mac's going to come on, the DJ down here. The funny story that I love is that his favorite song, Dave Wills, when he came to Ferg's and he came here off and he loved this place, was Kung Fu Fighting.
What else are you going to play, Mike? It's a crowd pleaser.
Kung Fu Fighting. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network live from downtown St. Petersburg in this Dave Wills Tribute Saturday. We'll be right back.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Visit RadioSt.Pete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSt.Pete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSt.Pete.com is where local music lives.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I had a little timeout delay there. Brought to you by Shipyard Brewing and Ice Pick Vodka. Our Dave Wills tribute all the last 2 hours. And appropriate that we wind down with Toby Hall, a former Chicago White Sox, and of course a Tampa Bay Ray. And I'm certain that the news just struck you like it did. We just got done talking to Rick Vaughn. We had a nice conversation with Areste, and I wanted to get your perspective on the great Dave Wills.
Yeah, it's just awful. It's early Sunday morning, I think, before it even came out, got a text from a buddy. It's tragic. It's the energy that he brought out for the Rays and just the listeners and him and his just as a person, and our heart just goes out for their family.
Toby, let's talk about the interaction that he had with the players, because as Rick had alluded to, you know, and the rest he did, the play-by-play guys are important to the players and how they represent them and they interact, and it sounds like there wasn't anyone that didn't love Dave Wills.
Yeah, and especially, you know, pre-game or post-game and you know, the interviews and getting our feedback from, you know, whether it's pitchers or just stuff that they can use for, you know, when they do their broadcast and everything. So, he meant a lot to a lot of us.
Well, there's some celebration of life stories that are going to be taking place looking back, because he was a gregarious guy, and Ben pointed out earlier to me that he was inducted into the Irish appropriate on St. Paddy's Day week, that he was inducted into the Irish Broadcasting Hall of Fame, and he enjoyed being with the crowd and having coldies and having fun down here at Ferg's. And they say everywhere he went, that he was that kind of guy.
Yeah, he brought the spirit out there and his energy with fans and everybody, and it just sucks.
Did you happen to know him when you were with the White Sox?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The year I got traded, that's the first, I think it was the first year that him and Andy came over, or maybe the first 2 years before that, but he does so much stuff too, like in the community with, buddy baseball, handicapped with kids and does their games and, announces them to come to the plate. And a lot of people don't realize how much he did outside in the community.
Well, those are the things that we're finding out about right now, and that's the testament of any man, regardless of what they do in this lifetime. And he will be sorely missed on not just on the call. That I've been here 6.5 years, and I listened to radio, and I fell in love with those guys, and I worked in the Cubs organization, as I talked earlier, with Harry Carey and Ronnie Sano in that era, then advanced them to Pat Hughes, and been listening to the Yankees forever. But this tandem, I believe, and Dave McCarthy from the Ted Williams Foundation, he said the same thing. He's been listening to baseball for 50-60 years. They should be in. He should be in the Hall of Fame, and he's one of the greats.
Yeah, for sure, I agree, and we'll definitely all push for that, and make sure it happens.
Hey, I was having a little fun at my expense and your expense, talking about the Strawberry Festival. I saw those pictures of your daughter, and it reminded me of the Iowa State Fair. And I said, I applaud you as a father for being so active in that. And I said, he's probably busy right now when we couldn't reach you. And then when I got this text, having cow issues, it took me back home, my friend, took me back to Iowa.
Yeah. So the big auction's tonight, and then there's no service, not too much service over there at Strawberry Festival, so I had to go out in the car and pull out. So, the big show's tonight.
Well, I certainly appreciate you taking that time to do so. We're going to archive this, and Rick Vaughn's going to get the show to his family. Rick's been over there several times with the wife and the kids, and he said you are all aware. I didn't know him that well. It's a very tough time when you lose somebody that close to you, and I think this entire St. Pete, Tampa family of Rays fans and anybody that knew him is mourning because it was so sudden.
Yeah, we're just going to huddle around his family and make sure that everything's okay.
All right. Speaking of okay, how's Tayden doing? He's in Arizona right now?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's been out there the last couple of weeks and just getting acclimated to all that. And they started games up, I think it was Wednesday. So, getting it cranking again. Get the timing down, and he's got some long days because he's catching, playing first, and outfield. So they got him juggling everywhere.
Well, Matt's a versatile utility man, and we'll catch up to him when things slow down a little bit. Thank you, Toby, for taking time out on this this tribute to the late, great Dave Wills, and good luck to your daughter.
For sure. Thank you. You guys take care.
All right, man.
Bye.
Toby Hall, always generous with his time, and generous to the youth. It was last year, he and his son, Tayden, who was at USF for a period of time, now he's in the minors, he came down, he said, I'm throwing a little bash. Well, Mark told me. He had 200 little leaguers out back with cheeseburgers and hot dogs before a ball game. And it was a circus back there. I hearkened for those days when my kids were that young, and it was a blast. You would have been right in the middle of it, Coach.
I bet. I mean, it's. I remember when we did a little bit of community work with the Seminole baseball team. We went to the Madeira Beach Little League, and we welcomed everybody to opening day, shaking hands. And it's something to deal with a lot of those T-ballers and the little leaguers. They got a lot of energy.
Well, we were trying to get a hold of Mad Mac. He's been the DJ down here for quite some time. But Mad Mac, and he scared me. He's kind of a wild man. Retired St. Pete PD. Great guy. superb. Well, we talk about our favorite band, the Black Honkies. Mm-hmm. He's the sound man. He's probably really? One of the premier sound men in the area. Alan McTavish, by the way, if you're looking for a sound man. But he's, but he is a, I guarantee you, bachelor for life. And he had said, I'm getting ready. And he typed in, my wedding right now. This is last night. I'm like, don't do it. I didn't even know you had a regular squeeze. He finally corrected and said, a wedding. And that's, but he is actually at the wedding right now doing the sound. But I almost had a heart attack when he said, I'm at my wedding right now.
What, do you hop a flight to Vegas real quick, Mike?
You never know a Madman Mac. But he has some great stories, and we'll have him on to share them, about the great Dave Wills, who, folks, we lost, unfortunately, a week ago, tomorrow, suddenly. He had just done the call, Yankees and Rays, on Saturday. And I remember I got, Mac called me in the morning, Sunday morning, early. And I thought, he's usually pimping me on some topic, you know.
Sure.
And I thought, here we go. And he was very somber. He said, we lost Dave Wills. And then Mark called me. And I don't see Mark get, you know, too emotional on too many topics. And, you know, it was obvious that they had a good friendship when he told his story, which I still think is a classic. That any bar owner would love that free press. Gets in the Tampa Bay Times that when I get to Tampa, I'm going to get to St. Pete. I'm going to go to Ferg's and meet all the fans.
Well, he certainly stayed, and he must have enjoyed it just like everyone does when they come here. And there's something about hearing people on the radio and the way that their voice stays with you. You never forget it. I don't know if it's maybe because you can't see the face of the person behind it most of the time, but it leaves a lasting connection to the listener, especially someone as good as Wills.
Well, you heard Dave McCarthy. He's 70 years old. I'm 66. And here I am telling you my stories in the summer, staying at my grandfather's on the lake, and he's firing Chesterfield straight, you know, one after another, blowing smoke in my face. We're playing gin and rummy. I'm, you know, 10 years old, listening to Halsey Hall do the call on the Minnesota Twins broadcast network. And to this day, you know, and he had the little, you know, he had the little transistor writer there, and he'd go to sleep, pass out. I'd go grab and I'd go upstairs and listen to the radio. And everybody remembers, if they're a baseball fan, who was on the call during their childhood. And I don't care, you know, Vin Scully, the Careys, you know, Harry and Skip and Chip. I mean, you know, in your market, who was it in Boston? Who was on the call in Boston? Do you even know?
Remy.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Dave McCarthy just said that. Yeah, so you grew up in an area, you know who was on the call in baseball if you're any semblance of a baseball fan.
Yeah, and even if you aren't someone who listened.
You grew up with Dave Wills.
I certainly did. You know, every day riding home from school or just going place to place, it was AM 620 WDAE. That's all we were listening to. And, you know, and my dad's beater of a car at the time when I was younger, that's all. The dial never moved. And even for people who don't listen to sports radio, when you're flipping through the dial and you're listening, you obviously had came across his voice, and you knew
you'd just gotten a baseball game.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Well, the other things he did in the community, for anybody who wasn't a sports fan, you still appreciate everything that he did, and he gave back. He was one of those guys that gave back. He loved his hometown of Chicago. I know that bar that we're talking about. And Kaminsky and left field. So it's been a sad but a great day getting these conversations. So for Dave McCarthy, Oresti Estrada, Toby Hall, Rick Vaughn, of course, Mark Ferguson, Ben Botham, Joe Bedreau called in and shared his stories. Big Ed and Matt on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week, and rest in peace, Dave Wills.